Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Maroon over the line, far side. His pass blocked. The Bruins crank it out to center ice. And this game is going final. The Boston Bruins are going to come up with a 2-1 regulation win over the Tampa Bay Lightning here at the Amalie Arena. It's their 20th road win of the year. The first time they have won in this building in 5 regular season visits. Jake DeBrusk with the game winner. And the Boston Bruins lead in the Atlantic Division over the Lightning now at 9 points.
I think that Hardy and Rich nailed it this morning. Oh, I wouldn't clap if I were you.
What? Rich and I nailed what?
That Zoe just doesn't want anyone to be upset with him.
Oh, Zoe has admitted to that.
Oh, yeah.
Many times. That's not breaking news.
Fred said I went off, which I did not go off on the event or that. I did not go off on Fred or Hook. We talked about it. That was for sure.
Going off might be a little strong,
someone went off on it, it's meant to make someone look like they
I know that maybe going off doesn't necessarily mean that it's very demonstrative, that going off on it could just be that you rant and talk crap about whatever it is that's being asked of you, right?
He can't stand to have someone not like him.
But you guys agreed. You and Fred agreed, and you called in today and flipped out on Fred.
Well, because he said I went off. He said, wow.
Because it was the idea that behind Marshall's back, Zoe had been talking negatively about the event.
Yeah.
Or it may...
That's fine.
That's what it was.
Zoe seemed in opposition to a charity event, he may be perceived as unlikable, and you can't handle that.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Fair. If nothing else, I think we all possess a great deal of self-awareness around here. It's good. Fred's aware.
I just want to clarify a couple of things.
People take it the wrong way.
Number one, Marshall has been soliciting for donations for quite some time.
That's good.
I didn't see anything in that email.
I donated to him like 3 weeks ago. It was a while back.
He's been doing 5Ks since he started dropping his weight and stopped eating McDonald's over a year ago.
And so
that's how he's dropped all his weight. It looks great.
I don't think there's any big deal because you can just say no. No, I can't do that. It's out of the way for me. It's up on Route 1, whatever it is. Mm. You can just say no. You don't have to do it. You're not wrong to say no, that you can't make the time for it.
Yeah, I know that.
He's immediately got enough people that he's already put the event together.
No.
But it's cool.
No, he said he had 4 people. He wanted a total of 10, so that obligates 6 people of the 10 that he emailed to say yes. So there is an obligation there.
Right. I think he would love to have somebody other than Sarge, Jimmy, Joe Murray.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah.
So I'm in, Murray's in, Maz is in, Felger's in. That's 4. And are you in?
Sure, I'll go.
That's 5.
Yeah. I may be in.
But I...
No, I'm serious. I swear to God. No, you guys both know this. My daughter has lacrosse tryouts for high school.
So you can't. So you've got another commitment. What's the big deal?
The last week of March, we start minors baseball.
Okay.
Which I'm also coaching. So I don't know what my Tuesday... I would probably have a better shot the first Tuesday in April.
You won't be there. You won't be there.
In fact, you guys
you
are
do this to us.
I'm going
to you do this to us in private, like plans that we make.
Oh, I told you that dinner I was not going.
How was that 50 Cent concert that he swore he was going to attend with you?
What 50 Cent concert?
Oh, there's a million other things. I wouldn't even. That one never really got serious. I'm talking like dinner plans that you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Zoe's on the fence about. And you're like, oh, no, I'll be there. And then you're like, no, he's not.
Sounds
good
to have a long week. Like, I ain't doing this.
He's not coming. He's not going to make it.
And you guys went out together that one time.
Yeah, we did. It was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
In fact, we have to do it again soon.
Yes, you do.
I'd like that.
Yeah, we do. Me too. All right, let's get to the things that happened last night. We had both Bruins and Celtics. We have a Marshall Hook graphic. Of course we do.
Him of all people.
You're doing a great thing, Marshall. Keep up the great work.
He is doing a great thing. I don't understand it all. And it was like 9-paragraph email to explain what the hell was going on. It was a little confusing. And there's a lack of logic and reason to some of it. But he's doing good work. I'm happy to do what I can to be a part of it.
You're a charitable guy. That's what it comes down to.
I think we all are. Sneaky charitable people around here. Has anyone ever refused like a donation to someone's cause between the three of us or Fred, Rich, Felger, Maz?
Never.
Everybody always donates to each other's things. So it's nice.
All right. Last night, we had both Bruins and Celtics last night. Which one did you watch more of?
Ah, front runner. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah. Hockey.
I watched more hockey, but of course I was forced into watching more basketball based on the way the Celtics collapsed in the fourth quarter in overtime.
But I'm with you guys. I watched way more hockey last night than basketball. I hate when they're both on the same night. It's the worst. But you had way more reason to be tuned into the Bruins last night than you did the Celtics.
Bigger game for the hockey.
You are not, you know, for most fans, they're picking one or the other based on what they're a bigger fan of. But in terms of the games themselves, the Bruins, I feel like, was a way more important game to begin the night. And by the end of the night, was an important win for the Bruins over the Lightning, 2-1 last night. I come out of that game last night thinking about how they didn't have Stamkos, which we talked about yesterday. And the Bruins won, and they played well. And I still don't feel great about any playoff series that they will play with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. What if that offside call isn't called correctly? Or say you don't negate that one goal.
Well, under
the
new
way that game would have went. Go ahead.
Under the new proposal, that would have counted.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're not saying, okay, by the letter of the law, they got it right. But based on just the way the play was carried by the Lightning at that point, you're saying the Lightning were still playing well for stretches, for long stretches, actually, of this game. They played well late in this game. That was a playoff type of pace last night.
From the get-go,
That had a playoff feel to it to watch that game. And I'm sorry. I know that Tampa Bay puked all over themselves last year to the point where they had to apologize to their fans. But that team still scares me a lot.
It should. It should scare you. Plus what they've added. The biggest thing I take away from last night is Tuukka Rask. Like, the best thing about this year with Tuukka is his ability to be consistent. The same guy through a ton of stretches. And it's not one of those roller coaster type seasons. He's been really good at home. But in a game like that, that's where you need him. Especially some of those saves at the end. That was a big one for
the
Rask
one against Cirelli in the third period. It's a big save.
Marchand sucking it up. He had food poisoning, supposedly.
I thought that was an important save at that point in the game in the third period. Like, they sort of needed that. And because Tampa Bay was playing well. I'm sorry. They were. And so I feel worse. I don't know how that happened last night. Maybe it's just because I haven't watched a lot of Lightning hockey. And then you watch them and you're like, damn, this team's good. Mm-hmm. How does that look in a 7-game series for the Bruins? Oof. Are you feeling that much better about that after last night's win? Or is it how you felt before? I'm curious about that today.
I mean, their best player didn't play.
Because now with the 9-point lead and another matchup coming up in a few days, I think a lot of people look at this and say, well, the Bruins are paving their own road here. But in addition, they're proving that they can beat teams like Tampa Bay, which they did last night. How do you feel in a longer series? And a bunch of other thoughts from that game, including Tuukka Rask. We've got a lot to get to on the Bruins, and we will also address that Celtics disaster late last night. What a mess that was for the Celtics. We'll get to all of this coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sergachev set it up for Kucherov. He'll drill it ahead. Getting behind everybody. Cirelli in. Shoots. Rask, a stick save.
Last night, 617-779-0985, the phone number for you. I thought T-Bone has an interesting take on what the Bruins should do with their goalies based on last night. Oh, phones aren't working. Damn it.
The internet was down earlier, too.
I think I got it.
All right.
T-Bone? Good. Open lines, yes.
Huh.
Not a thought that I would think would be typical of coming out of last night. T-Bone, why don't you share it with us? What should Bruce Cassidy do with the goalies?
Why don't they platoon them in the playoffs? Rask and Halak.
Like, we've talked about this before.
We did this right? last year and I got laughed at.
We've talked about it before. Yeah. Bruce Cassidy talked about it at the start
this
of
year.
The year. Talked
this
about
year
it at the start, of, I think, close to the start of the season.
And then Rask was so good and I got ha-ha-ha'd out of here.
Yeah. I said that, yeah.
Remember at the start of the playoffs last year, what were you most looking forward to? How soon is Rask benched?
What's his hook?
That was not you proposing a platoon.
No, but that kind of is like, okay, if one guy's hot, you go.
Zoe had it first.
I called it.
I think you're sort of misremembering how you phrased that. You were not proposing, hey, they should platoon the guys.
Mr. Hockey called it first. Yep.
But why is it that last night is that night for you where you sort of have that eureka moment, T-Bone, that this is what they got to do?
It's not last night per se, but it's just the nature of the game, the big game, and then how well they're both playing now.
What do you mean the nature of the game? It benefits which one?
The juice behind that game.
So you think Rask rises more to the juice? Or?
No, I think they both do. I think I like what they have going on right now. And then I think back to last year, you got as far as you could go last year, and you came up with nothing. Yep. Like you lost in game seven.
Like, so what do you have? What do you have to lose?
Exactly. What do you have to lose?
Pissing Rask off? I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems like he's your damn goalie. You know, not that there's a goalie situation here. But like when you're rolling, you're one of the best teams in hockey. Like he's the guy I want between the pipes. Right now, you want a platoon. First time I heard that.
It's not the first time you've heard that.
Well, based on where this guy's been playing,
we've talked about this, but
did he just have like his first home loss?
I look at the game and I say they're so good that if you have a long series with this team, the platoon could benefit you.
Keep fresh.
That's how I look at it. Yeah. I look at how good they are. I'm just, again, hockey fans. You've all watched Tampa Bay. I haven't fully admit it. And then I see them last. I'm like, oh Jesus, team's really good. It's a good team. They were good last year.
Really good, but
they fell apart.
Without Stamkos.
Yes, without Stamkos. And if he's back by, let's say, the second round. Let's say there's an Eastern Conference. Does that work? Yeah. Eastern Conference Finals matchup between Tampa Bay and Boston.
It would be the second round.
It would have to be the second round,
right?
That's why I asked if it would work. Okay, so if it would be in the second round, does that mean Stamkos is back? We don't know. He's targeting that second round.
If it's 8 weeks, I think he might miss the first two rounds.
So you might luck out on that front again.
I thought somebody said it's more 6 weeks.
No, it's 8 weeks.
Towards the early end.
It's been 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Tom is in Newton on Rask. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, hey, guys. It was obviously a good win by the Bruins last night. I'm still just not sure how confident I am in Tuukka Rask. I mean, they had it hemmed in, you know, Vasilevsky's end, you know, a lot of the night, and he had to, make way more saves than Rask did. And you had, you know, one that was reversed. You had a lot that went off the pipe. And I feel like, you know, you get Stamkos back, you play that game again. It just, I mean, they could have lost 4-2 as easily as they won 2-1. I'm just still not super confident in Rask. What do you guys think?
Well, that's another thing, too. If they had hit the net on three of those, they would have... Okay. Given up 4 goals.
They could have easily scored 5 goals in that game last night. Tampa Bay could have scored 5 times. That's a real assessment of that game.
But they
didn't.
Like, the win is important standings-wise,
but that's not on Rask. If they're ringing the post, that's not on Rask. That's the defense in front of them.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Or just, if you want to give credit where it's due, the skill of Tampa, even without Stamkos out there.
For all the credit that we want to, you know, for someone to give Rask, I thought defensively they played really well at stretches in this game last night. So that goes both ways.
The hell was the freaking name of the goalie to beat you last year?
Here are the stats, though.
You hit him right square in the chest every damn time he took a shot.
Tucker Boynton.
Yeah. What do you got?
Tucker, former intern Felger Maz, he compiled it last night. Rask against playoff teams so far this season, 11-2-3 with 2 shutouts, goals against of 191 and a 937 save percentage. How's that for your stats? How's that for how he looks this year against the good teams?
I think that'd be good.
He's great. He's been really good. I mean, Rask, I think it's the same story. You either like Rask or you don't. But I think when you're playing,
see, it's either that Beetle or you trust Rask has what it takes to win it all and steal you a game or multiple games in the postseason.
That's what it is.
Or you don't. And if you're on the side that I do, I believe that, then a certain amount of that you have to base on faith because you haven't seen it in the two biggest spots he's been in.
It was the story of the playoffs last year.
Which were the elimination game in 13 and in game 7 last year, where we argued about it then. I say that first goal was on...
I would just say that Rask is better on rest. And if there's more of it in a series against Tampa Bay in the playoffs because you decide you're going to platoon the goalies... I think you could benefit from it.
Does that mentally phase those guys, though? Or does, like, one just, like, yeah, I'm the guy? Some guys are like that. Like, what do you mean you're going to platoon me? You know? Hopefully Rask can handle that.
We're going to continue playing in the playoffs the same way we played all season long.
The goalies need that.
Something seems like it changes once it gets to the playoffs.
You don't have to rewrite how you play hockey or the way you coach hockey or anything else. You just have to be willing to admit that may be best for the team. We've seen other good teams most recently, I would say Chicago, not afraid to change their lines up deep into the postseason. I mean, they were literally shuffling guys around, not bringing guys back who were unhealthy, but shuffling guys between lines to find better combinations. You got to be able to swallow your pride and set ego aside, and if that's what is decided would be the best thing for the Bruins, then Tuukka's going to have to handle it. For Halak, absolutely, he should be on board. Yeah, get a chance to make some starts in the postseason. Right on. Because otherwise, it's just going to go to Tuukka, who I believe is the better of the two. But if you think Tuukka is going to be better, as you said, Beto, with a little bit of rest, and in the elimination games or the game sevens or whatever you absolutely need him there for, and that's what you think is going to be the best way to go about it, then he's going to have to check his ego. And I don't know what's an issue with him. He may be totally fine with it.
Mark in Medford. Hi, Mark.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Hold on a second. I got to take you off speaker.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Sounds the same.
All right. Listen, Beetle, but did I hear you earlier?
That sounds the same.
Okay, yeah. Because of, you know, no Steven Stamkos, you know, the Bruins beat a Steven Stamkos-less team, and, you know, if the proposal on the offside changes, that's a goal or whatever. First of all, that wouldn't have been a goal because he was in the zone before the puck. It wasn't, the skate wasn't lifted off the ice or anything like that. He was actually in the zone before the puck. And the Bruins outshot Tampa last night 35-21. So with Stamkos in the lineup, what to get, maybe 3, 4, 5 quality shots on net? They still win the game with Stamkos playing in that game last night. The Bruins out-hit them last night. Their forechecking was relentless last night, and their defense was incredible. Tampa was not beating them last night with or without Stamkos.
Okay. It's a game in March.
total number of shots don't tell the whole story. It's the quality of the shots. And the Bruins looked really good last night, and they deserved that win. They got everything. But based on that, you put Stamkos on one of those lines last night, you put him back on the top line and have him out there giving Tampa a few more quality shots. Yeah, the overall number isn't going to increase exponentially. They're not going to match him in shots on goal last night. But Stamkos shots are not just shots. He's generally not just throwing the puck at the net.
And he's a difference maker on the power play, too, for them.
He makes a difference. To say Steven Stamkos wouldn't make a difference in a 2-1 game, you're whistling past the graveyard on that one.
Well, that's a huge, huge win last night. It's based on points. It's based on wins. And as this thing advances, you're obviously not getting him first round, but you would have home ice advantage on him second round then. That's big because this Bruins team plays well at home, especially the goalie. As long as it's Tuukka. Tuukka's been damn good at home this year.
Game 7.
He's been damn good last year. Like, that's the problem.
Game 7.
Game 7.
These 2 years for Tuukka Rask, it's like maybe his two best years.
Game 7, they lost.
I understand that.
Where was the Blues?
Oh, it was in St. Louis, though, wasn't it?
No, it was in TD Garden.
Oh, that's right.
Causeway Street, Boston, Massachusetts.
We were down there, and that party was starting at 2 p.m., and they were going to win. They were going to win.
They
did. It was like a foregone conclusion.
Play out the night. What happened at the end of the night?
Foregone conclusion.
They had lost.
Wow.
That's sort of, I think, what's driving T-Bone's point. Like, you got to Game 7 of the Cup last year, and you didn't do bleep in that game. You literally barely showed up for it.
Yeah.
So what do you have to lose by thinking a little bit outside the box and platooning the goaltenders come playoff time?
And the coach brought it up.
October 16th, he said it. Huh. He brought it up in October. So should he follow through? I say do it. Follow through. Paul's in Weymouth. Hey, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I mean, I agree. I'm 110% on using both goaltenders. Let's say to the goaltender, you know, what team they're playing. Look at their record against that team, too. And like you guys are saying, it's a 7-game series. So, you know, if they're up 2-0, you know, put the other goaltender in. It's definitely, you know, it's a team game, and we have two incredible goaltenders, so we have nothing to lose, like you guys were saying. And that one game was heartbreaking, of course, but you guys nailed it too. They didn't show up, and they didn't want it as much, you know. So, I definitely play. Go for it. Play both goaltenders throughout the playoffs. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Paul. And you can sort of feel it out and see how it works in that first round. Before you play a team like this, Peter and Holliston on the Bruins and Lightning matchup. Hey, Peter.
Hey, guys. A well-played game by the Bruins. There's a lot of factors that could have gone both ways, but they're very well. They're both excellent teams with good speed and good skill. The problem is not how they played last night. In any one game, the Bruins can match up to the Capitals. They can match up to the Lightning. They can match up to any team. That's why they have the record they have. The problem comes, and when you hit the playoffs, you're probably going to end up playing the Islanders in the first round. Then you play Tampa in the second round. Then you play Washington in the third round. So before you even get to the Stanley Cup, you have to play probably close to 20 games of that speed and intensity. And the Bruins are not built for that. Regardless of their goaltender, they are not built to play that intense of a game with speed and size for 20 games before they even get to the Stanley Cup, where then they have to play probably another six. This isn't the NFL where you play one game and move on. This is where you have to go through a hammering of six games. They are basically one phenomenal, fantastic historic line, and then three sort of B lines, if you will, defense that is susceptible to injury. They're two of their top four defensemen are not very big fellas, so playing in 20 games is going to be very difficult. And their goaltender, I think Tuukka Rask is a Stanley Cup caliber goaltender. Other people don't. But if you, in the NHL playoffs, if you, you know, lose one or two games because of a goaltender, it really has a difference. Goaltenders have been known to steal Stanley Cups throughout the history of it because they've stood on their head for 21 games. If you only stand on your head for 18 games, you end up probably not making it all the way through. So I think they're a good team. They're an excellent team who plays very well for any one particular game, and they build this incredible record that they have this season because they get focused every individual night. But I think if you go through an entire 20-plus games against only playoff teams where you're getting hammered and outpaced the whole time, it makes it very difficult for them to get back there. Last year's road was an easier road because they ended up playing teams like Columbus that were less of a hammering team and more of a skill team. This year's playoff teams, the road should go through probably the Islanders, should go through Tampa, should go through Washington, and those are heavy, powerful, skill teams which can counter the Bruins' system.
Yes, Peter. I feel worse about their chances today than I did a day ago. It's out of my own ignorance, but that's how I'm starting to feel. I'm sorry. I feel worse.
Because they won a tight game?
No, because I just saw how good Tampa Bay is. And yes, I mean, record-wise, we know what they are. We know how good they were last year.
They got swept 4-0, right?
Holy crap.
That team got swept 4-0. Like, that stuff happens, man. This is what happens in hockey. Like, you'd be the best team all year. We've seen before the Bruins where you get early
exit. Remember how I said I don't think they're a fraud team?
They're
one of the best teams in the league, and they don't need the easy road. They should be able to make their own road.
You're thinking they could be a realistic second-round knockout.
I'm starting to rethink that.
You're starting to think they're a second-round knockout.
Yes.
Oh, man. Look at T-Bone in there.
After winning the game, not losing it.
Right.
It's going to be a long series.
Vasilevskiy.
I think they can actually absolutely hang with them.
You forget how loaded that team is. With the name,
but
like Harden,
this is why when T-Bone said you got to start rotating the platooning the goalies, I'm like, yep, good idea. Chuck. Good idea. Keep everybody fresh. Mm. Oh, because you will need all hands on deck in that series. So I don't disagree with that thought today. I think it's the appropriate day to bring up that goalie thought again that we talked about back in the fall. And we even talked about last year by way of Zoe saying he was waiting for Rask to get benched. Zoe had it first, apparently. Celtics fell apart last night. It fell apart.
Oh, we got another boo-boo.
Ooh, that was bad.
Bench the same as platooning?
Not really.
No.
We'll give him half credit. Celtics last night, their epic collapse. We'll get to it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
LeVert spinning on it to the mid block. Turns, falls away. High arcing jumper is good. LeVert can't miss. One of the greatest individual performances ever turned in this building. LeVert has scored 34 points in the fourth quarter and overtime. 48 for the game.
Someone saw Gary Washburn's tweet. Was it Washburn that tweeted that last night?
Gotta look. I used to listen, LeVert. Let this ride a little.
Yeah, it was. It was Gary Washburn.
Of course.
He tweeted 51 for LeVert. He is indeed a Casanova tonight.
It was a what?
Wow, what the hell was that, Celtics? What was that? Complete meltdown by the Boston Celtics last night, who were without Jason Tatum on his birthday. Illness on his birthday.
Well, Marcus Smart is sick, too, so there could be something going through.
Yeah, something making its way through the team over there.
How's their toes?
Something's going on over there. Better get that out of the locker room. And so they left last night for Cleveland, Who ended up being on the plane? Do we know? Do we know who made the plane and who didn't? Brad Stevens said after the game, I don't even know who's going to Cleveland.
Well, if they were really sick, you don't want to infect the team, so you hold those guys back, right?
So what's up with Jaylen Brown? Like, there's – forget the absolute disaster of a meltdown last night, okay, which was embarrassing. The Celtics should be embarrassed. I think they are embarrassed to blow the lead that they blew against the Nets. But now you're looking at potential injuries and illnesses and sickness and Gordon Hayward with a knee.
Hayward gets hurt standing around because somebody fell on him.
Oh, God. What happened there last night? He even saw
it coming to where he put his hands down to, like, help brace the fall. And then, ooh, my knee hurts now, too.
It's listed as a contusion. And Brown hurt his hamstring.
What's going to happen to that type of guy? The way he plays.
So now what? Oh, man. You know, I have fears about this Celtics team with the injury. And it started with Kemba that it's a team that could fade at the end. Is that just being cynical and worrisome? And
no, the one thing that they didn't do at the trade deadline was bolster this team. Like, and they said they like their bench, they like their chemistry, and that means you better keep your fingers crossed at full health.
Is it wrong to think this team might just fade?
No. Yes. Yeah, it was a bad night. They had a bad night.
Yeah.
They had a bad fourth quarter. They had a minute restriction on Kemba. Marcus Smart, I've never seen him so frustrated. The foul that he took to foul out on was an absolute get me out of this game foul. The charge.
He might get suspended.
He's definitely going to get suspended.
Talking to the official afterward. Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, you're going to have to deal with that. The team's been one of the best teams.
He knew. Marcus Smart knew at that point that they had just lost two guys to injury in the game. Right. They were without a full complement of minutes for Kemba Walker because it's his first night back. So he couldn't play late.
Holding him back.
And now he goes after the officials. What was he trying to accomplish there when he did that? Well, he's got to explain that to everybody. What were you doing? Like, you're only going to hurt yourself and your team now. Not smart. Marcus Smart. Like, not smart at all. It's just, I don't know. There was just a confluence of events last night. Do you look at it and go, what the hell?
I'm not trying to convince you it was anything other than a bad night for them, Beetle.
It was a really bad night.
But they were without their best player, and the guy who should be their second best player once he's back all the way was on a minutes restriction. So they're up against it. And the Nets are a bad team. You know, they shouldn't go in there, and they shouldn't be able to put up 51 in the fourth quarter.
Do you know what it is, Hardy? You expect a response, though, after that loss to the Rockets. That's all. Like, how do you respond to that?
I don't know. Coming off a tight loss
that you were in. You had a big lead in the first half. You know, what? How do you respond? How do you come back strong?
We've seen it in hockey after a big emotional game, too, though, where you have that sort of, and Jaffe's talked about that, too, those scheduled losses, so to speak. I don't want to say it's a scheduled loss for the Celtics. But, I mean, come on. You're playing here. Like you said, it's a bad loss to the Rockets. You should have won that game. You're up big early. Playing this team, less emotion involved.
See, I didn't even think it was a bad loss to the Rockets. It was another overtime loss. It was a 1-point loss against a good team. You're not going to win every game. All right, so you had a couple of losses in a row in a stretch where you won a ton.
They've won a bunch of games. You've lost back-to-back games at home in games that you had big leads at home. That doesn't concern you at all? Back-to-back home games with big leads.
What's competition?
How did you respond to the first loss? What did you do, and how did you spend your time between first loss and second loss? And why was everyone not available for loss number two? And if it's something other than happy birthday. Was there a cake?
Oh, I don't think there was cake.
Was it a rum cake?
No, the rum cake, you cooked the rum off.
Okay, so that's not an excuse.
It's just a little bit of a flavor to it. But
you tell me they're hungover? Okay,
they could be. It's a possibility.
Then I'm worried even less. Hey. So what? They're hungover. They couldn't go.
Young.
Good point. But I'm not worried about the injury. You lost
to a good team of the Rockets. I understand you were up, but so what? Every team gets ahead of another team, and every team goes on a run in the NBA. It's one of the oldest cliches that happens to be true. Teams that are down big are going to find a way to make a game of it. It happens all the time. They lost to a good team. Last night they lost to a bad team after disintegrating in the fourth quarter with their two best players not out on the court.
They need three.
Forgive me if I'm not going to worry about the team after those particular two losses.
You need three or four of those.
And by the way, is Jaylen Brown injury prone?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way most guys that are that athletic, yeah.
Like, he's got the back injury history.
Sure.
He's had a thumb injury. He's had a knee injury. Now he's got a hamstring.
I'd say hammies and backs.
No. Gordon Hayward is injury prone.
Oh, yeah, but we already determined that.
Yeah, well, that's standard.
So you've got to be injured to the degree of Gordon Hayward to be considered injury prone?
He already called himself.
It just feels like Jaylen Brown, for a young player, it deals with a lot of injuries. Like, even though they're all, for the most part, minor.
Hayward already ruled himself out for Cleveland, right?
He said that after the game, I think, right?
Well, it's tonight, yeah.
Out of an abundance of caution.
Contusion. Yeah, I mean, a big contusion.
He's got a boo-boo. He's got bruise.
You can't get on a plane. See how you feel today? Like a shoot-around? Are you freaking kidding me? I guess, yeah. Big money. My legs, yeah.
That's all.
I renamed the intern him, by the way. His name's Hayward, because look at him from he looks like freaking Gordon Hayward, and I couldn't figure it out from day one. Like, who do you look like?
No, he doesn't.
And he's sitting there. Turn your head sideways. Look that way. Do side it. Yeah,
no,
there you go.
No, I don't see it.
Got it. Hayward.
Not seeing it.
Hayward, Chip. Look, Hardy. Nope. Hayward.
Nope. Hey, there's an update on Chris Sale. Ron Renicki spoke this morning. We'll tell you what it is next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ron Renicki spoke today. He may speak again later. We'll find out. But Ron Renicki offered up this morning. He said they're waiting for another opinion on Chris Sale. They want to make sure they get everyone's opinion to make sure they get it right. I'm reading Ian Brown's Twitter account. They want to make sure they get it right before revealing the decision. Dr. James Andrews has reviewed it, the MRI from Chris Sale. Renicki says not to read into this as worst-case scenario.
I read it as best-case scenario.
Oh, I actually think it's best and worst.
Well, that guy's the king. So whatever he ruled.
I'll explain.
Well, you're going to need to.
Best-case scenario in the short term, as in Chris Sale does not need Tommy John surgery. Worst-case scenario, as in they're going to allow him to come back and pitch, aren't they? On some ridiculous rehab schedule.
Ugh.
And then it's only delaying the inevitable again. The short-term news may be, guess what? He doesn't need Tommy John. The long-term will be, hey, guess what? You know last August when they should have sent him for the Tommy John surgery and didn't? They're going to do that and make that same mistake again. And then by the time we get to July or August, guess what he'll need?
Tommy John.
Tommy John surgery. But let me go back to the possible best case scenario. Ready?
Yeah.
If he goes and he has Tommy John surgery right now, he misses two full seasons. It's about an 18-month recovery.
Yeah.
So if you go right now at the start of a season, you're gone for all of this season and next season. That all occurs in the next 18 months.
You're saying
the next two baseball seasons take place in the next 18 months.
You're saying you're going to throw your arm in the gutter. Let's go blow that sucker out by June, but at least give us 2 months.
But if you send him out there and you say, hey, you know what? you're going to miss the next two seasons anyway. Well, guess what, Sale? We're going to have you go make the cut yourself. Like, it's dangerous because you could maybe you do more damage than you'd want to do.
That arm snaps.
There, you snap your arm.
Oh, and everybody sees
that
it.
That might hurt.
You hear it go. You know, that thing.
But if you're going to miss two full seasons anyway, and you could have the surgery in, September and still be back for the start of the 2022 season, well, you might as well send him out there. You're paying him.
Yeah, because as of right now.
That's my best and worst case scenario, Hardy. Does that all make sense now?
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Because right now you're paying $46 million for two guys not to pitch this year. Price being one of them. We already know he's gone. But you're on the hook for half. And then you add Sale's salary in. $46 million.
It's a really fiscally responsible
But they're
team,
under. That's
it?
Good they got under that CBT. Yeah. Yeah.
So bad. They're so bad.
What have they done right?
Nothing.
What have they done right? Seriously. What have they done right?
Great offseason they had.
Yeah.
Great offseason. My hope is Ron Renicki can become the full-time manager before the start of the year.
Best without a three-ring book? Or with
No. Without the interim tag.
Okay, good. Yeah.
That's my hope for him. But that's the latest on Chris Sale. He may not be done. They're going to send this for another opinion and see what the second doctor's opinion says about Chris Sale's elbow. Yeah. Hooray. There's hope. There's hope that you can get something out of him. But let's not kid ourselves into thinking that he's healthy or thinking that he's not going to eventually need surgery on that elbow, because I don't buy that. I don't. And if they want him to come back and pitch, I think it's going to be short-lived. But you might as well at this point. You send him for surgery now, he's gone the next 2 years. The first 2 years of his five-year contract extension.
The one he was in such
the
a
The one
rush
that
to sign.
John Henry wanted his team to
God.
Sign. Let's just make sure we're remembering to place the proper blame on the owner of the team, John Henry, who was in favor of doing that. He may want to tell you that it was all Dave Dombrowski, despite his own public comments that happened last year, his comments saying that he was in favor of that, indicating that it was the right thing to do. His comments, John Henry, owner, who also approves all the deals, big money deals that this team is going to sign.
You think.
And is also, I guess, letting a lame duck GM spend $250 million. All of it goes right back to John Henry. Don't lose sight of that. Not Dave Dombrowski. John Henry, owner, Boston Red Sox.
I never said that. If you're on record in September. Then you got to get into the swing. We'll be under the 208. Never said that. Yeah, he did.
Unlike you, I'm honest about the team's issues.
Right.
Well,
so the second
a little honesty would have gone a long way so far this offseason.
The second
people
doctor,
don't take it. You're right.
Who do you think the second doctor is, though?
The guy in Cleveland.
No.
And in as many opinions as we can get.
Who's the next opinion?
Dr. Eletrash.
Neil Eletrash, wow.
That's a guy who did Brady's ACL surgery.
Yeah. Wow, you're going to go to...
Is he good? What's his score on Yelp?
He's decent. He had an infection
what's
in there.
What's the doctor though. Equivalent of Yelp?
He It was good surgery, but he got it all infected with goop and stuff in it.
WebMD?
Web... No.
No, there's like...
Angie's List?
It's Dr. Angie's.
Health grades.
I knew there was, well, and it's not as big as Yelp, but I think health grades is a pretty big one.
You ever had the urge to go review your doctor?
No, I would love to, though. I love my primary care doctor. I'm going to look him up right now.
Bet you are.
See what his health grades are. Tell us how he's doing.
I will. All right. Review with your doctor. No. All right. Okay.
What are you going to say about him?
Oh, I'm not going to review him. I just want to see if everyone feels the same way I feel about him.
What would change your mind, like, if all of a sudden you see that people hate him?
He operated on the wrong hand?
5 out of 5, 20 reviews.
That's pretty good. That feels like a strong, strong review.
All 5-star reviews, 20 of them. You want to know the best thing about my doctor?
Yes.
When you sign up to be, if he's accepting new patients, this happened when I did, And then Blondie did the same thing. I said, you got to go to this guy. They say, here's the thing about, I don't want to say his name, mm-hmm. but here's the thing about Dr. So-and-so. He's always on time and you cannot be late. Like oh, okay. No, listen to me. He's always on time and you cannot be late. Okay. If you have a 3 o'clock appointment, like I've got an annual coming up another year, I'll show up at like 2:50. Yeah. I'll be out of there by 3:20. I'll be back in my, I like that. It's like that. Unbelievable. No matter what you're going in for. And he does a lot through like email questions, all that stuff, like him specifically. It's part of a bigger network too. And not just, you know, it has some shingle hanging out some neighborhood. This guy's legit.
I do. I like hearing that.
How awesome is that?
That's good.
You have to be on time, and he is never
late. But what happens if you show up late?
I think he'll drop you as a patient.
I like his tactics.
Oh, yeah.
There's no
what, Tom?
Because most doctors run on doctor time. Like, no one else's time means anything. Their time is valuable. Yours is not. That's what most doctors do. This doctor says everyone's time is valuable. I won't waste yours if you won't waste mine.
That's right.
And if you do waste mine, we're done. Yeah. I think it's a fair contract.
Shouldn't there be a three-strike system?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.